The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywiththefriendlyvoice.com. Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 244, and today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 120 through 132. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 120, a song of ascents. In my distress I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me. I said, O Lord, rescue me from those who lie with their lips and those who deceive with their tongue. How will he severely punish you, you deceptive talker? Here's how: with the sharp arrows of warriors, with arrowheads forged over the hot coals. How miserable I am, for I have lived temporarily in Meshech. I have resided among the tents of Kedar. For too long I have had to reside with those who hate peace. I am committed to peace, but when I speak, they want to make war. Psalms chapter 121, a song of ascents. I look up toward the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth. May he not allow your foot to slip. May your protector not sleep. Look, Israel's protector does not sleep or slumber. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is the shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect you in all you do, now and forevermore. Psalms chapter 122, a song of ascents by David. I was glad because they said to me, We will go to the Lord's temple. Our feet are standing inside your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a city designed to accommodate an assembly. The tribes go up there, the tribes of the Lord, where it is required that Israel give thanks to the name of the Lord. Indeed, the leaders sit there on thrones and make legal decisions on the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love her prosper. May there be peace inside your defenses and prosperity inside your fortresses. For the sake of my brothers and my neighbors, I will say, May there be peace in you. For the sake of the temple of the Lord our God, I will pray for you to prosper. Psalms chapter 123. I look up toward you, the one enthroned in heaven. Look, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female servant look to the hand of her mistress, so my eyes will look to the Lord our God until he shows us favor. Show us favor, O Lord, show us favor. For we have had our fill of humiliation, and then some. We have had our fill of the taunts of the self-assured, of the contempt of the proud. Psalms chapter 124, a song of ascents by David. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say this, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive when their anger raged against us. The water would have overpowered us. The current would have overwhelmed us. The raging water would have overwhelmed us. The Lord deserves praise, for he did not hand us over as prey to their teeth. We escaped with our lives like a bird from a hunter's snare. The snare broke, and we escaped. Our deliverer is the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth. Psalms chapter 125, a song of ascents. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion. It cannot be upended and will endure forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, as the Lord surrounds his people, now and forevermore. Indeed, the scepter of the wicked king will not settle upon the allotted land of the godly. Otherwise, the godly might do what is wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to the morally upright. As for those who are bent on traveling a sinful path, may the Lord remove them, along with those who behave wickedly. May Israel experience peace. Psalms chapter 126, a song of ascents. When the Lord restored the well-being of Zion, we thought we were dreaming. At that time we laughed loudly and shouted for joy. At that time the nation said, The Lord has accomplished great things for these people. The Lord did indeed accomplish great things for us. We were happy. O Lord, restore our well-being, just as the streams in the arid south are replenished. Those who shed tears as they plant will shout for joy when they reap the harvest. The one who weeps as he walks along, carrying his bag of seed, will certainly come in with a shout of joy carrying his sheaves of grain. Psalms chapter 127, a song of ascents by Solomon. If the Lord does not build a house, those who build it work in vain. If the Lord does not guard a city, then the watchman stands guard in vain. It is vain for you to rise early, come home late, and work so hard for your food. Yes, he can provide for those whom he loves even when they sleep. Yes, sons are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Sons born during one's youth are like arrows in a warrior's hand. How blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. They will not be put to shame when they confront enemies at the city gate. Psalms chapter 128, A Song of Ascents. How blessed is every one of the Lord's loyal followers, each one who keeps his commands. You will eat what you worked so hard to grow. You will be blessed and secure. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in the inner rooms of your house. Your children will be like olive branches as they sit all around your table. Yes, indeed, the man who fears the Lord will be blessed in this way. May the Lord bless you from Zion, that you may see Jerusalem prosper all the days of your life, and that you may see your grandchildren. May Israel experience peace. Psalms chapter 129, A Song of Ascents. Since my youth, they have often attacked me, let Israel say. Since my youth, they have often attacked me, but they have not defeated me. The plowers plowed my back, they made their furrows long. The Lord is just, he cuts the ropes of the wicked. May all who hate Zion be humiliated and turned back. May they be like grass on the rooftops, which withers before one can even pull it up, which cannot fill the reaper's hand or the lap of the one who gathers the grain. Those who pass by will not say, "May you experience the Lord's blessing. We pronounce a blessing on you in the name of the Lord." Psalms chapter 130, A Song of Ascents. From the deep water I cry out to you, O Lord. O Lord, listen to me. Pay attention to my plea for mercy. If you, O Lord, were to keep track of sins, O Lord, who could stand before you? But you are willing to forgive so that you might be honored. I rely on the Lord. I rely on him with my whole being. I wait for his assuring word. I yearn for the Lord more than watchmen do for the morning. Yes, more than watchmen do for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for the Lord exhibits loyal love and is more than willing to deliver. He will deliver Israel from all the consequences of their sins. Psalms chapter 131, A Song of Ascents by David. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor do I have a haughty look. I do not have great aspirations or concern myself with things that are beyond me. Indeed, I am composed and quiet, like a young child carried by its mother. I am content like the young child I carry. O Israel, hope in the Lord now and forevermore. Psalms chapter 132, A Song of Ascents. O Lord, for David's sake, remember all his strenuous effort and how he made a vow to the Lord and swore an oath to the powerful ruler of Jacob. He said, "I will not enter my own home or get into my own bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep or my eyelids to slumber until I find a place for the Lord, a fine dwelling place for the powerful ruler of Jacob. Look, we heard about it in Ephrathah. We found it in the territory of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us worship before his footstool. Ascend, O Lord, to your resting place, you in the ark of your strength. May your priests be clothed with integrity. May your loyal followers shout for joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your chosen king." The Lord made a reliable promise to David. He will not go back on his word. He said, "I will place one of your descendants on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the rules I teach them, their sons will also sit on your throne forever." Certainly the Lord has chosen Zion. He decided to make it his home. He said, "This will be my resting place forever. I will live here, for I have chosen it. I will abundantly supply what she needs. I will give her poor all the food they need. I will protect her priests, and her godly people will shout exuberantly. There I will make David strong. I have determined that my chosen king's dynasty will continue. I will humiliate his enemies, and his crown will shine." Taking 2 days to go through one chapter, it's amazing that we made it through 12 chapters in one day, isn't it? This, of course, was another day of praises, and we ended up by looking at the promise that God made to David to keep one of his descendants on the throne of Israel forever. And, of course, Jesus Christ is the personification of that, because he is from the house of David. Well, come on back tomorrow. If my math serves me, we have 18 more chapters to go in the book of Psalms. So until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.